Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, let me move on to this. And if you're planning to transfer funds overseas, you need to ensure that all is in order with the tax authorities. A recent case has highlighted the risks. An unsuspecting taxpayer found himself unable to move money because SARS had cancelled something called a tax compliance status PIN. The essential approval allows for cross-border financial transactions, but missing documents or outdated information can lead to delays, financial loss, and I guess as bad as reputational damage. So I want to try and navigate the complexities of tax compliance and avoid these pitfalls. I'm in conversation now with Lovemore Ndlovu, who's head of SARB Engagement and Expatriate Compliance at Tax Compliance SA. Lovemore, welcome. Thank you very much indeed. Maybe the starting point here, not many of us know what a TCS PIN is, so you can tell me what that is and why it's crucial for taxpayers to have one of these who want to transfer funds overseas.
Thank you, Jeremy. Good afternoon and good afternoon to listeners. Thank you also for having me here. Right, so the tax compliance status PIN, which in short is called TCS PIN, it is the document that everyone needs to move funds abroad. It all depends on the amount that you want to move. For example, for residents, which are now tax residents in South Africa, they've got the allowance of 1 million per year that they can use or move without having this TCS PIN. However, for those that have ceased their tax residence, they need this approval from SARS for every cent that they may want to move abroad. So it is a document issued by SARS where you request for transfer of funds from South Africa to any destination outside South Africa.
And Lovemore, how difficult is the process in procuring one of these PINs? What do you need to provide?
SARS is basically an evidence-based platform where you need to evidence everything that you declare to them. So in this case, for a TCS PIN, you need to evidence the proof on the source of funds, where the funds are, where they came off, where they came from, and in some instances, they may even ask you to specify where they are going and the purpose of the funds going, wherever they are going.
And typically, once you've provided that information, is there a lag in getting the PIN or is it fairly quick?
It all depends. SARS works on case by case. There are some instances where it's quite quick. However, some that are very delayed, where there could be some audits that are happening behind the scenes with SARS before they actually approve and issue the TCS PIN to the taxpayer.
So why then would SARS cancel PIN approval even after they have already been granted?
Yeah, so SARS at times goes back to review the work that they've done, and when they realize that probably they may have made a mistake by issuing the PIN without getting all the full requirements that they need, they can, without any notice, cancel the PIN. So in the case of the recent taxpayer that we saw, he had a statement, just one bank statement that was outdated, and SARS had already issued the TCS PIN. However, it was issued exactly the same day that they cancelled it. So it was just like a few hours later they realized that they had made a mistake. One of the statements were outdated and they cancelled the PIN.
And cancelling these PINs, is it a fairly common occurrence? Do people often provide the wrong documentation?
It is. It happens, although not really very common, but it happens whenever they realize that they may have issued an error or made a mistake in issuing the TCS PIN with some documents outdated or not fully provided.
So how difficult then is it to ensure that you are up to date with the correct documentation that SARS requires? How do you go about that process?
It takes someone who understands the process, who knows the requirements, and has been through that route before to understand what needs to be submitted for one to avoid either a decline or a cancellation. So as long as you meet the requirements and you know what the requirements are, you are likely to get your TCS PIN approved and without any headache of cancellation.
So if your PIN gets revoked, what are the immediate steps then that a person should take to correct the situation?
So the first step is to understand why it was cancelled. What was the reason for cancellation? So that at least you are aware of what needs to be done when you resubmit. So when you know the reason, then you need to now compile again the set of documents that comprises of the requirements of SARS with the knowledge of what went wrong previously so that you don't repeat the same mistake. And then once you know everything is in order and you have reviewed, you then can resubmit for a new PIN.
And am I over-amplifying it when I say that if you have your TCS PIN cancelled, you risk financial and reputational risk?
No, definitely you are not. Say, for example, you've got a PIN. For some reason, you have submitted the PIN to your bank for the transfer of the funds, and they realize that it's been cancelled. It may trigger red flags going forward. Whenever you do any transactions, the bank will then be a little bit more strict in checking just to avoid similar mistakes. So that's now the reputational damage that could one face with the cancellation.
So just finally then, we know that SARS is tightening compliance requirements. What would your best advice be for individuals, and I guess businesses as well, to ensure that international transactions are smooth and they avoid these compliance pitfalls that we've been discussing?
Yes, in most instances, it's far rather better that you engage a reputable tax advisor or tax consultant so that you avoid making mistakes, one. Two, you avoid the delays of submitting the incorrect information or come short of the requirements of SARS and delay the approval of your TCS PIN. We've seen the stringent approach that SARS is taking now, depending on what type of assets one wants to actually move abroad. So it's quite advisable that you make sure that you engage a reputable tax consultant that will assist you and make sure that whatever you're doing, it's within the requirements of SARS when applying for a TCS PIN.
All right, that is good advice, sensible advice. Lovmo Ndlovu, thank you very much indeed. Head of SARB Engagement and Expatriate Compliance at Tax Compliance SA. Appreciate your time tonight.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.